Coming. Hold on. I've gotta weave my way around the boxes. Don't go anywhere. Look out, Tex. Don't want to step on you either. Sarah, this is a surprise. Come on in, but watch your step. The place is a minefield.
Well, at least you're making progress. The place looks a lot better than when I showed it to you. I can see some floor. And it looks like your dog finally has a place to stretch out now. Given how bad the house was in retrospect, I'm surprised you bought it. Even if it was sold by the best real estate agent in Ohio.
How could I pass it up? A two-story Victorian duplex, complete with marble fireplace, high-beamed ceilings, a formal dining room reminiscent of yesteryear, three homey bedrooms, and a sleeping porch for whiling away summer evenings.
All right, you. Enough of making fun of my cheesy real estate listing. It did the trick, didn't it?
Honestly, it was the stuff that came with the house that really did it. How many houses could I buy that included the entire estate of an antique-loving hoarder, complete with his blind yet charming golden retriever?
Does he always do that on cue?
All the time. For a divorced guy like me, I really like the company.
How is the sorting coming?
Well, pretty slow. Claire made the point that I need to be careful not to confuse Tex. He lived up here in all this clutter for all 4 years of his puppy life. To him and Robert, the boxes were furniture. So I try not to move more than a couple boxes each day, and then I walk Tex around the layout on his leash. So far, he's been catching on great.
Claire?
Yeah, she's the woman who lives downstairs, and the one who baked those oatmeal squares sitting on the stove. Help yourself.
Would you like to tell me more about this love connection?
What are you talking about?
Why, you and Claire. You sound like you really like her. Are you two an item?
Not exactly an item, given that she's about 5 years older than my grandmother. I do, however, happen to be crazy about her. She's witty, wise, and an all-around good egg. I just don't think I'll be asking her to prom anytime soon.
Thanks for clearing that up. Have you found any treasures amongst all this trash?
Well, so far, there's actually very little trash and quite a few treasures.
Really? Antique furniture?
Well, yeah. There are quite a few potentially valuable pieces under the tarps, holding up boxes. But since I didn't bring any furniture with me after the divorce, I figure I would keep most of it. No need to haul new furniture up those killer stairs when I already have nice stuff here that matches the decor.
Do you think you'll find some treasures to sell, though?
I've already done quite well. Claire filled me in on Robert Miller, the former tenant in this apartment. He lived here for over 50 years and was a fairly successful author turned hermit. He didn't take many trips out into the world, but he made the ones he did take count.
What do you mean?
Robert's trips seemed to have a single purpose. To amass material goods. And apparently he didn't discriminate. He collected antiques and vintage books, nothing surprising there. But he also had a penchant for buying and saving unopened boxes of cereal and cans of food.
He saved canned goods?
Yep. And surprisingly, I think that stuff is going to prove to be really valuable. I already have offers from several museums for the canned goods. Mint condition stuff like that doesn't come along every day.
Huh. I guess what they say about one man's trash is really true.
Oh, that reminds me. Here, let me show you my treasure. I found it under a tarp on that sofa over there. Follow me into the kitchen, but watch your step. There it is. What do you think?
Wow. What is it? I mean, clearly it's a vintage radio, but it's not like anything I've ever seen before. Those carvings. Can I touch it?
Sure. You can't hurt it. I think it's solid maple.
This figurine of the woman, she's so ethereal and, might I even say, erotic looking. She reminds me of the Art Deco hood ornament on my great-grandpa's car. And this other figure, what is that? A gargoyle?
Yeah, gargoyle is the best description I can come up with.
Does it play?
Well, it turns on and the dial lights up. Here, let me show you. I figure it probably needs some tubes replaced. I'm friends with one of the janitors at work who plays a lot of guitar and fixes amps. I figure I'll box it up and take it to him.
Not to show my stupidity, but what good would that do?
Oh, sorry. Will is into tube amps. They're the same type of tubes that were in vintage radios.
Well, it sure is breathtaking. I hope your friend can help you get it to play. But I gotta say, just the amber glow from the dial is pretty pleasing.
I know. I find myself turning it on when I get home just so it can cast that light. Look at me, a grown man with his very own nightlight.
Call it what you want. I think it's awesome. I should be going. I have a couple showings yet tonight.
Thanks for stopping by, Sarah. And for helping me find this place. It really does feel like home. How was your day today, Claire?
Not much to tell you, kiddo. I wrestled what seems like the same bugs and weeds as I did yesterday. By the way, you do think the new landlord will let me continue gardening, don't you?
As long as you keep bringing him these amazing homegrown tomatoes, I think I can assure it.
Well, that's a relief. It's important to keep busy. Now that I'm retired from teaching, I sometimes have to fight off the feeling that I'm not doing anything. Not making a difference, you know?
You make a tremendous difference to me, Claire. I haven't known you for very long, but I'd be lost without our Wednesday spaghetti nights. Though I do feel guilty for burdening you with all my teaching problems. This professor gig sure isn't panning out the way I planned.
First, you certainly don't have anything to feel guilty about. You're the one who brings this homemade pasta delicacy to me every week. Second, I love hearing about teaching. Problems or not. It makes me feel like I'm close to the classroom again, even though your youngsters are a lot older than the ones I dealt with.
Youngsters. I like that. Maybe that's how I'll start classes from now on. Good afternoon, youngsters.
Don't you mock an old lady now, Josh. Just wait till you're as old as I am. Everyone will be a youngster to you, too.
Not mocking, ma'am. Not mocking at all. And I certainly don't think of you as old. I'm pretty sure you have more energy than I do most days.
That's because I have less stress than you do, kiddo. Tell me what's been going on.
I wish I knew where to start. My problem as a chemistry professor at Taylor is that the students aren't interested in chemistry. They don't need chemistry. They don't want chemistry. It's an arts college. The periodic table of elements doesn't mean anything when your goal is to see your name in lights on Broadway, or to have your novel published, or to see your work hanging in a gallery.
Are they giving you a hard time about the lab work or the class lectures?
No, actually quite the opposite. Here's an example. Yesterday, Sarah Johnson, she's a creative writing major. She rushes back into the lab after class shouting, "Dr. Cooper, that light display was so awesome that I went right to my room and I wrote a shape poem about it."
What's so funny?
I don't know what the students have learned, but I know what I have. One, my students think of me as more magician than scientist. And two, I have no idea what a shape poem is.
You've got that student excited about something. That's the first step. I don't know why you're always so hard on yourself.
Well, I don't really think I'm going to get tenure. And it would be better for my career if I left before they showed me the door. But I don't know what else I would do, and I certainly don't want to leave here. This house is the first place that's felt like home in a long time. And you're a big part of that, Claire. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, you don't need to worry about that, kiddo. I'm going to stay right here. Now, try some of my raspberry truffle.
That sounds positively decadent. Thanks a lot, Claire. Now I will be professionally unsuccessful and fat.
Oh.
Come on, Tex. Let's go get in the car. Woo! We need to go to the post office to drop off more vintage food. Imagine, somebody paying over $500 for food that's over 60 years old. You are correct, sir. I do have to go to the bank's drive-up window after that. And yes, that is indeed the bank where the lady always sends out dog treats for you. I feel kind of guilty letting you have them. But I guess it doesn't bother you, does it? Didn't think so. And then I'm going to run into school and drop off the radio for Will to look at. He gets off work at 2, so I'm thinking we should be able to catch him on his way out of the building. Okay, Tex, we are at the post office. Wait here for me and I... Wait a minute. That building across the street has a sign that says Robert's Radio Repair. Huh. Did you ever... Oh, my bad, Tex. I'm asking a blind dog if he can read a sign. Sorry, pal. You know, sometimes I question my own sanity. I think you understand every word I say. Just wait here. I'm going to run this radio into that shop just for the heck of it and see what they can tell me.
Hey, man, hope you weren't waiting long. I didn't hear you come in.
Could you tell me exactly how long this shop has been here?
No, not exactly. It's been here at least 60 years, though.
But I was at the post office just last week and I didn't
see
it.
Hey, man, I've been working here 10 years. I just don't think people pay attention unless they need us. And by the looks of that box, maybe you could use some help.
Yeah, I guess. I have a radio that won't play.
Wow, you got yourself a 1938 Gibson GA. I've never seen one in person, but I've read all about them. This is a beauty. Let's just slide off the back panel here and take a look. Yeah. Okay. I think I've seen everything I need to see. It definitely needs all the tubes replaced. What kind of music you want to hear play?
I'm sorry. I don't think I understand what you mean. What music I want
it
to play?
What kind of music do you want it to play? You know, 70s disco, 60s protest, 50s sock hop. What kind of music do you want to listen to?
But radios just play whatever's being broadcast. Just because it's an old radio doesn't mean it's going to play old music.
Look, man, which one of us here is the radio specialist? Of course, it matters what kind of music you want to hear. The answer you give old Bernie here will tell me what tubes to put in. Now please, buddy, I've got a lot of work to get done here, so as you can see. What kind of music do you want to listen to?
70s disco would be fine.
Great, man. And hey, I hope I didn't sound too impatient. It's just like I'm really a specialist. But hey, enough about me. 70s disco music coming up. I'll be right back with your radio. There you go. I took the liberty to pack it up for you. Wouldn't want anything to happen to it. Can't wait to get home and tell the old lady I got to work on a 38 Gibson GA. She'll be blown away.
Thanks. How much do I owe you?
Nothing. It's on the house. It's policy.
What? I guess I don't understand. Not that I'm questioning you or anything. It's just, how do you make any money?
Hey, man, I'm not going to snap at you again. I think this coupon will answer all your queries.
Free lifetime service on all 1938 Gibson GA Cathedral radios. Wow. I wouldn't think this would still be honored. I've never even heard of the company before. I mean, except for guitars. It's not the same company, is it?
No, completely different Gibson. And yes, the coupon is still good. And I mean, I can't tell you what an honor this has been for me, man, personally. So, you go back to your place and try out the 70s disco. And if you're not completely satisfied, and I mean like really, really happy, I want you to come back here pronto and we'll get you fixed up with some different tubes. I mean, slightest hesitation, okay, man? Sorry I snapped at you there. Really, this has been awesome.
Thanks for the help, Bernie. Maybe I will be back. We'll just have to see. Well, Tex, let's see how this music suits us.
That was The Tramps with Disco Inferno. Coming up next, a new one by Peaches and Herb. But first, the news. President Carter urges all Americans to turn down their thermostats to help conserve energy. Lines at the fuel pumps continue, while most Americans seem to be willing...
This is flashing me back to an awkward time, Tex. Middle school dances, polyester, need I say...
Josh, help! Oh my, Henry, help! Someone, quick!
Claire? I'm coming, hang on! Claire, let me grab that! What are you doing standing on the couch?
Oh, Josh... Thank heaven you could hear me.
Well, give me your hand. Let me help you down. Again, what were you doing?
I feel so silly. I was sitting in my chair over there, and I noticed a cobweb on Henry's picture. My bursitis in my shoulder's been acting up, so I didn't have the strength to move the couch and properly dust the picture.
So instead of asking me for help, you thought you would just climb up on the couch.
Well,
and...
there's nothing wrong with my knee. I can certainly climb.
I can see that.
Don't you mock an old lady now, Josh.
I'm not mocking, ma'am. Not mocking at all. You just scared the life out of me. I'm just grateful I was home to hear you. What would have happened if I had been at school?
I don't know. I fear I would have dropped Henry's portrait on the floor. That and a drawer full of letters are all I have left of him. I hate how old bursitis makes me feel. The picture slipped and I caught it, but I wasn't strong enough to hold on.
Don't go getting upset, Claire. I'm really not chastising you. I would never want to upset my best girl.
That's what Henry always called me. His best girl. I always used to tease him on laundry day. I know I'm your best girl, but where are all the others? They could take their turn at washing your socks, you know.
You two sound like you were very happy.
Oh, we were. I remember the day he asked me to marry him. Henry didn't have money for a ring, but instead of giving me an IOU, he went to the hat shop and bought the beautiful little feathered blue cap I'd been admiring. I still wear it to church on our anniversary. Oh, poor Tex. I didn't even notice you there. Thank you for coming to my rescue, too.
He heard you cry out and bolted down the stairs. I didn't have time to stop him, and I'm not sure he would have let me if I had tried.
I am sorry to have been such a bother to you, gentlemen.
You could never be a bother. Should I hang your husband's portrait back up?
Oh, if you would, please, kiddo. That would be wonderful.
I've always been meaning to ask you about him, but I didn't want to pry. Did he die during the war?
Yes. One day after teaching school, I came home to find a telegram waiting for me. Henry had been lost when his division had the German forces encircled in the Ruhr. And a month later, Germany surrendered and the war in Europe was over.
I'm so sorry, Claire. That must have been terrible.
Just a difference of a few weeks and Henry would have come back to me. You know, when I was little, our pastor always said, there aren't any mistakes. There may be things we don't understand, but no mistakes. It was so easy to believe that until I lost Henry. That one seems like a mistake to me.
I haven't been to church much since grade school, so I'm not the one to consult on matters of theology, but I'm just very sorry you had to go through that.
Well, it is time to salvage what's left of this day. It's Wednesday, and I haven't begun to bake yet.
You go to your kitchen and whip up something fattening, as always, and I will go make our spaghetti. We'll meet back here in a couple hours. Sound good?
Sounds great, kiddo.
Hey, man, thought you might be back.
Yeah, the disco thing was not the right choice for me.
Yeah, man, I can understand. Let's see what else we can hook you up with. So, what are you thinking?
I don't really know, Bernie. I feel like there's one right choice here, but I don't have a clue what that would be. Does that make any sense?
Crystal, man, totally. How about I check the coding in the radio? You know, the manufacturer's settings? Now, it's true, a radio can play whatever you want to hear, with the proper tubes, of course. But this radio was originally meant to be something. And that coding will tell me what that is.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Bernie.
No problem, man. That's what I'm here for. I'll just take this in the back. It should only take a minute or so. This is what you need, man. I want you to go home to play it, though. Don't just plug it in anywhere. It's important that you're where you belong, you know?
Sure.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man. It's been real.
Yeah. Thanks for everything, Bernie.
Here, let me grab the door for you. Good luck, man.
Well, Tex, here we go. I wonder what we're going to hear. Wow. Look how much brighter it's glowing. It's filling the entire room.
Attention, radio listener. I need your undivided attention to the following message. If you want to go home, continue listening. I repeat, if you want to go home, continue listening. If you want to stay where you are, turn off your radio immediately.
Wait a minute. Now, I am really confused here. Home. What did the voice mean by home? And why did it say listener? Like I'm the only one listening to this station? And who is that voice? I swear it sounds like someone I know, but I just can't place it. Wonder what happens if I try to change the channel.
Radio listener, please do not waste time seeking other channels. This is your broadcast. You have a decision to make, and it must be made immediately. I now bring you a big band musical selection. If you wish to stay where you are, you must turn off your radio. Once you turn it off, however, you can never turn it back on.
I just don't understand.
Man, think this through! This is your one chance to go home, brother! Don't blow it!
Bernie? I knew I recognized your voice. Going home? What do you mean by that? I thought I was already home. I sure wish you weren't blind, Tex. Because I really need someone else to look out that window right now. My car isn't where I left it, and the street looks like an old movie out there, except it's not in black and white. Well, that's it, boy. Just keep letting me know you're there, because I can't take my eyes off the window. It's still the neighborhood, but everything looks so different. All the houses are still out there, but they look vintage. That's it. There's not a single vinyl-sided house in sight. I don't believe it. Is that Claire? She's so young and beautiful. The only reason I'm pretty sure it's her is because of that blue feathered ow! My arm hurts. And my clothes. An army uniform. I think I know what these dog tags say, Tex, but I'm almost afraid to look. Yep. Captain Henry Harding. I don't know how I knew, but if I don't turn off the radio, Josh Cooper will vanish. It will be as if I never was. I won't show up at work tomorrow, or the next day, and there'll be no trace of me left. Well, my job is going nowhere. I'm an only child with two deceased parents. The only things in my life that matter are you, Tex, and Claire. I can tell she hasn't been well, and I know I'll be losing her soon. Unless I don't turn off that radio.
There you have it, listener. Welcome to your life. This is Bernie, signing off. Take care, man. You made the right decision.
Where am I? Oh, it's good to see you, boy.
Captain Harding! Whatever are you doing in my apartment? You nearly scared me to death.
Why, Mrs. Lever, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. I rang the bell and you didn't answer. I just got home from the war and Claire very much wanted to return the pie plate she borrowed from you.
Oh, please. Don't apologize, Captain. It's just you gave me a start. But it's always a blessing when one of our boys comes home. Especially my downstairs neighbor.
Thank you, ma'am. That's very kind of you. Claire and I are going to be doing a lot of celebrating, you see. And she was afraid it would get overlooked in the festivities. So Tex here and I decided we'd walk it up to you. It's on the counter, and she put some of her oatmeal squares in it for you.
Well, that was so thoughtful of her. You are all right, aren't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I took a hit during our attack on the Roar, but I'll be fine. The doctors were able to fix it up good as new.
That's wonderful. Well, do thank Claire for my dish and those delicious oatmeal squares. And thank you for stopping up.
I'd better be going, Mrs. Lever. It's time to go home.
Thank you. Thank you.